Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mark Carmen is in our studio from WGN Sports.
Hi, John. I was going to start singing, but I didn't want to ruin everything, so I stopped myself.
It's a nice version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thank you, Blenders. That's the name of the group, The Blenders. Kevin Powell's down the hall in Sportsland, too. Guys, our news click, there's a few things in the news. Fred Hoiberg's dismissal, one of them, the Bears game last night. Actually, the reason that I asked you to come in, Carmen, I'd be happy to have your thoughts on this, too, Kevin, was on Saturday we spent a little time talking about the news click, our daily web poll question at WGNradio.com. We asked how you feel about the Cubs tendering a contract to Addison Russell. And for the record, 54% of you are saying, I'm glad that they're doing that, and 46% don't want to have anything to do with Addison Russell in our unscientific online survey. But you said something at the end of our conversation on Saturday that I think is worth thinking about, and that was what?
That's a miracle that I did that. Are you talking about the video part of it? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Well, right. If there was a video of what Addison Russell allegedly did with Melissa Wrighty or anybody else for that matter, then I think the narrative changes around Addison Russell. That 54% maybe goes to 4%.
If it's a Ray Rice type thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, but what's the name of the halfback for the Chiefs?
Kareem Hunt.
So you've seen that video?
Yeah, TMZ released that out of where he was living in Cleveland.
Compare that video to the Ray Rice video.
Ray Rice is worse. Ray Rice is a Mike Tyson shot to the face. This is him barreling through his friends and trying to push, who he claims, by the way, he just met that day. The worst part about that video is as she's on the ground, he comes back and he kicks at her. That was the worst part, but Ray Rice is definitely...
He kicks at her. Yeah. It's all bad. He didn't kick her as hard as... I mean, when you watch the video... It's bad.
It's atrocious.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that a terrible thing to say? But I guess there's levels of abuse, and this was a guy who was out of control, angry, but wasn't as physically abusive as Ray Rice was, for instance.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched the Lisa Salter's interview with Kareem on Sunday, but you know, she tough interview to do. But I would just like to know, were you drunk? Not that it excuses it, by the way, but just to get to mindset at the time, to do what he was doing, trying to barrel through people to get at someone who he apparently met that day. I mean, if that's of normal mind sense, then that's way worse to me, even though it's all bad. This is,
You know, you watch this video, too, of this player for the Kansas City Chiefs. He looks like a halfback for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is a square pile of muscles. He looks strong and fast, and he's angry, and he's out of control. And as he's going after this woman, two of the people that intervene, one is another woman, mm-hmm. a young woman who, is outmatched, and then another guy who is clearly outmatched. But they were getting in between the two of them and grabbing this guy and trying to push him back into the hotel ballroom or wherever the party was, whatever the heck was going on. They were trying to separate him, and I thought, God bless those people. That took a little... courage. He could have killed him.
Yep, no doubt. That's not something that you ever want to get in front of, and a lot of people would run there, and they were trying to do their very best to defuse the situation. So
manage that situation. So now the chief said, okay, we can't have that.
Yeah, but I wonder, did they cut him because of what he did or because he lied to them? That's a big question that needs to be asked. It's similar to the Addison Russell situation. Addison Russell lied to the Cubs. He did. Because he admitted in his statement on Friday that, he was apologizing for his actions. Well, what are you apologizing for? When we talked to the Cubs the day all this news came out last summer, August, September, they said Addison has stood by that he didn't do anything wrong.
And I think the lying part is another part to it. But end of the day, if the video doesn't come out, Kareem Hunt's still with the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
And to your point, if we saw what Addison Russell is accused of, we might have a different attitude about this, which is, in a way, kind of unfair, right?
It really shouldn't matter. I actually think what the Cubs are doing could be sort of the new playbook for this. You are suspended. You are not playing. We are going to pay for you to get treatment, extensive treatment, because this happened on our watch. And then we'll see what happens after a period of time where you're at.
And we'll see if we could trade you.
Yeah, sure.
They're not saying saying all the right things to make him more of an attractive option for other teams.
Right, or we're going to release you then, too, and not trade you, but at least we've done our part to help you with your rehab.
Yeah, it was Friday. John and I were talking Friday afternoon, and we were going to go with the Reuben Foster conversation, and then, boom, the Kareem Hunt news comes.
That's the
and
Chiefs
all
guy.
The Kareem, and then all this news is coming the day the Cubs decide to give a contract to Addison Russell, or at least a day after the Addison Russell. It's just
what does this
wild.
Mean? The tender a contract? Can you make that in layman terms understandable to me?
So they're arbitration eligible. Which,
don't know what that means.
Okay, so the Cubs have the right to offer the contract, which is or not
to Addison Russell, but nobody else does.
Right, and so. And then the salary is pretty much determined based on your performance. So they can tender you, and then we're going to pay you this amount. They're not free agents, so they're going to get what their contract is slot. Now, if they non-tender him, which was not what they did, then he's a free agent and can sign with whoever. So it's collectively bargained that you're under team control for the first, I want to say,
six years. Then after your third season, you become arbitration eligible. And basically that allows you, if you're, like for Chris Bryant example, he won an MVP and instead of getting paid like legal minimum, they go to an arbitration situation, which they say, okay, whoa, we're not going to pay you $1 million. You just won the MVP. Let's pay you $10 million here, essentially. And if you tender a contract, it basically means you're keeping them from hitting free agency.
Well, how hypocritical does it or does it not appear when a team says, okay, we're going to try and help this young man rehabilitate, when in fact, what they're really trying to do is keep him on the team because he's good or improve his value so that we can get more money for him. It's not about him or even the woman. It's about the team and the money.
So that's interesting with everybody you've mentioned because Ray Rice was at the end of his career, was done. Really no real appeal there as far as on the field. Kareem Hunt's basically entering his prime. So more likely that he gets another chance. Addison Russell, though, to the Cubs' point, valuable to a point, but he's not Chris Bryant, he's not Anthony Rizzo, he's a guy that's pretty replaceable. It would have been a whole lot better if they had traded him a long time ago and gotten something in return, but this is not Babe Ruth in his prime.
How good was Russell in 2016?
Mediocre.
I think 16...
Well, 2016 was his good year. Yeah, the past two years.
How instrumental was he in us winning the World Series?
Pretty damn instrumental. I mean, he had 95 RBIs that year. Mm-hmm.
He had a good series, didn't he? Didn't he play well in the postseason?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
He had a couple homers in the postseason.
He had a home run in Game 6 of the World Series. Hit a home run in the NLCS when the Cubs were trailing 2-1 in the series.
Yeah, and let's to your point, John, let's not completely overlook that it does absolutely matter how good of a player they are, right? I realize Kareem Hunt was just cut, but I would be surprised if he doesn't get picked up by another team. Joe Mixon, who's the running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, basically did a Ray Rice, full-blown, punched a girl in the face at a restaurant in college and got drafted in the second round. He full-blown cold-clocked a female in a restaurant. It was caught on video.
And
he was drafted in the second round. So it does matter where you are in your career and how good of a player you are.
So guys, talk about Aroldis Chapman then.
Yeah, there you go.
But,
the guy throws 105 miles per hour, you know?
Right.
And I remember that was when the Cubs were trying to have this squeaky clean, we're this family-friendly organization.
We did.
Then they traded for Aroldis Chapman. And I'm like, okay, this is the same pro sport, just the same as just about every other pro sports team.
And I said it at the time, too, not that it should matter, but you just traded for a guy who fired 8 shots in a garage in some really weird scenario, was suspended for a month.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about
what
they're all
Chapman too.
And so you just traded for this guy, and most likely, if you win the World Series, it didn't quite turn out that way with the rain. He's going to be the guy that's on the mound. That's the closer. That's the guy who's going to be raising his hands.
He's going to be in the videos,
right? it's not a pinch hitter. It's the closer in the ninth inning of. You know, he ended up obviously not being there in Game 7 because Mike Montgomery gets to have that little roll with the little roller to Chris Bryant as the Cubs rallied and Chapman blew it. But
By the way, this is a complete tangent, but when Chris Bryant feels that ball and he starts smiling because he knows he's just won the World Series, did you have a micro panic? You're going, dude, you've got to make the throw.
You're already mentally celebrating.
Don't do that.
When you watch that video over and over, his left foot is sliding on the wet turf. It's like, whoa, that ball could have sailed right over it.
You haven't made the throw
yet.
We're the Cubs, for God's sakes.
I was next to Kevin Powell in Cleveland.
It was. And I looked at the, I've said this multiple times on the air, the look on Carmen's face was just...
relief.
It was relief, more than anything.
more than joy.
He was just sort of flopped on his chair. Well, like all this weight had finally been lifted off his shoulders after his...
There's
so
a little
many
black
years.
Cat on my TV, literally as that ball was rolling to third. So back to then the news click, which asked over the weekend, are you glad that the Cubs are offering a contract to Addison Russell? If in fact they do give him a contract and he plays for the Cubs next year, I presume the fans will be pretty forgiving about this or forgetful about this.
Yep, I would bet when he came to the plate for the first time it would be silence, but the first time he gets and maybe a moderate applause. But the first time he gets a base hit, we've seen this over and over and over again. The cheers will come.
Yeah, but you make that sound. You sound cynical about that. And I just entertain both of you for a moment. The notion that here's a young man who's obviously got issues, I'll say troubled. Wouldn't it be nice if he rehabilitated himself, made a contribution to his team, to his life, to his family? Look at it as a positive thing the Cubs are doing, too.
I'm with you there. And we talked about this Friday, John, that I do appreciate the fact that they continue to say the right things about his... You know, as right as you can say in a situation like this, that they do want to be a part of the solution. I appreciate that. But I still don't think Addison Russell's playing for the Cubs next year.
Yeah, but also because he's just not worth the risk.
There's
right?
that. There's if, that. If he was coming off an MVP campaign, I can bet every penny I own back. That he would be back. Yeah. Despite, I give Chiefs a hell of a lot of credit for doing what they did. I mean, I realized the video was out there, and really, what else could they do? But they did it. They didn't waste any time. They cut the guy.
I think the Chiefs, I'm sorry, are we all saying then that for any of these transgressions, your current employer has to fire you and somebody else can hire you, but
right.
they can't hire? I mean, what do you do with those guys? I'm not sure that the Chiefs aren't going to regret that decision.
Again, I think it happened on your watch. You and by the way, the Chiefs have a long history of enabling guys.
Tyreek Hill is currently on the roster.
Larry Johnson was arrested 5 different times under the Clark Hunt Kansas City Chiefs, and they kept on bringing him back
to
the team. I mean, just
Google Tyreek Hill.
So
look what he did years ago.
To me, hey, let's take a little look at who we are, and we're going to try to help this young man, and by the way, help our organization at the same time. Try to make it as much of a win-win as possible.
Okay.
Can we talk about the Bears?
Bears.
Yeah, we're out of time, guys.
Damn
it. Well, I'll tell you what. You guys want to say something about the Bears, and for that matter, the Bulls? I'll give you a minute, in a minute, on WGN. You hear Mark Carmen talk a lot of sports on WGN radio on the weekends, sometimes with Harry Tynowitz, and you hear him all kinds of different ways. And Kevin Powell's in the sports booth down the hall. So we talked about the news click over the weekend and the Cubs tendering a contract to Addison Russell. 18 seconds, go. Give me your thoughts about the Bears game.
That was unfortunate and makes the season a whole lot harder. Get Mitchell Trubisky back on the field now.
Oh, by the way, before you go, Kevin, hey, Aleph, you need to do the news click for us and we'll get these guys' response. Go ahead, Kevin.
Despite the turnovers, despite the poor play at the quarterback spot, despite the defensive struggles in the second half, they still almost won that game. And Mitch Trubisky needs to play if they're going to win anything that's... Of value, any championships.
Turns out our kicker isn't so terrible after all. He made all of his kicks, and he somehow got that onside kick through. I mean, we're not even having this conversation, but for the onside kick.
Go Cody Parkey.
Man, how much angst must the Giants players, coaches, and fans have had? Because that game was won, and they almost gave it away.
You don't see that. You just don't.
That's not how
a double reverse whatever after the onside kick.
Should they have gone for the 2-point conversion? Should the Bears have gone for the 2.1 at regulation?
I wouldn't have.
Isn't that what you do on the road? I mean, and besides, what do you
think? They had all the momentum at that point. I was shocked to see the way they played in overtime. After that Barkley carry right off the get-go, I guess that kind of sucked all their momentum away. But I thought when they went to OTS, there's no way they're losing this game.
I thought the same thing. And I thought, well, then where's this offense from the Giants coming from? I thought we owned them in the second half.
Giants have been playing better football as of late.
Look, they've been in every game this year except for one against the Eagles in like week 5. Other than that, they've been in just about every single game. We knew this wasn't going to be an easy one. And lost, true.
What was that, Steve?
I said they've been in just about every game and lost.
That's true. There's no reason to overreact to this game. I'll just say that. They almost won on the road against an okay team. I realize they only had three wins, but there's no reason to overreact to this loss.
I'm pro overreaction.
Here's the news click. Producer Elif, what's the news click, please?
What did we learn about the Bears on Sunday? A, that we're fine. I'm not worried. B, that we're fine, but I'm a little worried. C, we're not that good after all.
Are you going to go on that?
Is anybody going C? There's definitely got to be some cynical Bears fans out there.
You guys were just fretting over almost losing the World Series 3 years ago. So I'm sure there are paranoid fans out there.
Well, where are you, Steve? So what's your attitude about the Bears now? What did we learn? Are we fine? This is an aberration?
My, when's the last time you saw a Bears team that could score the way they did when they needed to in the fourth quarter?
Right. It always felt impossible in those moments, right? It almost felt like there was no chance they were ever going to come back and do something like they did yesterday. But this is after yesterday's loss, despite the loss, they're still a top three team in the NFC.
What was C?
Huh?
What was C on the category? They're in deep, deep trouble.
Deep doo-doo. They're awful.
We're not that good.
I'm going to go, can I go B minus?
That's kind of, so in other words, we're really not as good
as our record. This is so Carmen. I knew Carmen would go this way.
We're not as good as our record makes us look. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they could be, by the way, 11-1. I mean,
Green Bay,
Miami, the Giants, and the other loss is New England. Yeah.
But they're still in first place.
Okay. All right. Well, you can vote with your mouse at WGNRadio.com. Thank you, Kevin. Mark Carmen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.